Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests. They are Master Gardeners Kathy Booth and Master Gardener Saren Robinson. Good morning to you, Kathy.
Good morning.
We're going to start with you because you're going to give us just the basics about a really special event that's coming up this Sunday.
Well, on Sunday we are having a fairy garden tour, and it's in the afternoon from 2 to 5, and we're having it out at the fairgrounds in the garden just north of the community building.
And for some of us, we call that Saren's Garden. That's the appropriate
That's
name,
right.
But not everybody may know. But look for
That's
the community
right.
center. You can't miss it.
Right. Just when you come in, the front door.
There we will be there. Yeah. Yes. Saren, in the past, you've worked on a lot of garden tours around the county, in town, and so on. This one, you don't have to travel quite so far.
Right. It's going to all be right in the garden and around the garden. And walking through, people, the master gardeners or other people who are bringing their gardens will put them in the garden. And so there's a lot of viewing and
hopefully visiting.
Visiting. Yeah. And there's a lot of different gardens. People really have different things in them.
About how many gardens do you think?
I think that we're going to have between 30 and 40. And they're all different, truly different.
And both of you, of course, have been working on fairy gardens for quite some time. You taught a class at the garden seminar. But Saren, okay, help me visualize. How big does a fairy garden have to be?
Well, we have one that is bigger than a wagon. We have a wagon, we have teacups, and we have a lot of different bowls that are about 12 inches across, 12 or 13 inches across. So they're all different.
And the nice thing, I think, because when you're talking about this, some of these will want to move inside during the wintertime. So easy to move if you have a small one.
Yes, yes.
And otherwise it can be outside.
Right.
Kathy, what are some of the containers that you've used?
Well, strangely enough, when we first started looking for them, it was really hard for us to either visualize what you could put a garden in or to find the right shape that would have a wide enough top, you know, to actually be able to plant a garden in. But I've used old galvanized containers, you know, like a cooler container.
Yeah, I have an old dishpan right now.
Yeah.
I'm putting one in.
And small as the teacups that
right.
Saren has been doing.
Yeah, and baskets. And someone used one of the blue pans that you cook a roast in.
That pan
turned out really nice.
Kind of an interesting color. Now, you don't have to be a gardener, though, to enjoy this show. And I'm going to come back to some of the what's in it. But, you know, if you just want to come and see, that's okay. You don't have to plan to go home and build a fairy garden.
Right, right. You can just come and enjoy.
Like any garden, it's a matter of just coming in and enjoying. I mean, we go to huge gardens and we enjoy them. And one lady told me one time, fairies do everything that we do. They just do it smaller. And so fairy gardens are just tiny little gardens. And some of them are whimsical and some of them are well designed using the principles of landscaping that we use in our yards.
And, you know, it kind of reminds me of dollhouses. When a lot of us growing up had a dollhouse and we wanted all the furniture that went in the appropriate rooms. So it's kind of like that, only appropriate for the gardens.
Right, right. And a lot of when we've looked for things, that was one of our first places to look, was to dollhouse, you know, that size. But I think it ranges anywhere from really rustic. Saren, you found some really rustic fairy gardens in your travels.
I have. I started out up in Wisconsin at a fairy garden show, and they had only outside things and no real fairies, and they had them all around a garden, and then they used it as a tour that raised money because you could buy them, and so it was all outside things. And
You had to imagine the fairies, right?
Yeah, you had to imagine.
But all twigs and bark and pine cones.
Twigs and bark, yes.
Well, and I think part of this whole fascination with the people who have gotten into it is that imagination and creativity. You know, as you were growing up, well, at least in my case, you know, I liked all those stories about imagination of what you could do if you were a little family or a little whatever.
And for us to imagine what's going on in the garden when we're not there and what's happening with all these little creatures if we were just small enough to know.
And yeah, exactly.
And then, we both started out doing fairy gardens with our granddaughters, and that was really fun to do with them. Well, especially for me because I had four boys, and so now that I have granddaughters, it's fun to do those things.
And granddaughters and little girls are going to be involved with this fairy garden event on Sunday.
Yes, they are.
You want to tell us a little more about that?
Well, they'll be wearing headbands and that are flowers, and they will have wands that they have flowers on. And that is one thing. If you're going to bring a child, if they have a ballet dress, a fairy dress, wings. Have them wear it because they love to do that.
Okay. So this is something for, I'm not sure this is I'm pretty sure this is not a boy thing. This is more a girl thing, but
Although my grandson and I have made a Lego fairy garden.
See, you use your imagination and that's great.
And little boys can really get into this too.
And building and
you bet.
All right. See, good point. Good point. And you've sort of said that this is a great way for grandparents, grandchildren to get together. But if you're not a grandparent, hey, maybe there's a little neighbor girl or a little neighbor boy you'd like to bring. So bring them on in. There is a fee.
It's going to be $5 for adults, $3 for kids under 12, and that includes a fairy garden, and we're going to have a little tea, little light refreshments,
cookies,
and storytelling, and music, and all kinds of fun things.
Okay.
And vendors.
Let's talk a little bit about vendors, because, you know, maybe if you don't want to make a fairy garden, again, you come and see, but you have other opportunities.
But if you do want to make a fairy garden, there'll be things for a fairy garden. There'll be plants, and there'll be actual pieces that go in a fairy garden. And there'll be wands, and there'll be head pieces, and there'll be some fairy gardens, and there'll be things for outside that just make it fun. All kinds of things.
So remember, this is, you know, if somebody really says, I didn't know about fairy gardens, now I want to make one, there will be these things that they could purchase to get them started. Because sometimes it is difficult to find things. I know as you started, that was a real challenge, especially the items, but also the plants, Kathy.
I kind of had to get my mind around what you could use. You know, there are specific plants that will stay small forever, and those are fine, but I have gotten so... I just use seedlings, and we kind of trim back everything, you know, so there are a lot of variety of things that you kind of have to get your head around a little bit, things that you could use. And some of the gardens that we have seen, you know, are in the ground. They're larger than what we're talking about, but they would accommodate regular plants and... So you kind of have to just be thinking about the scale of your garden. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have some plants and things that can be used.
Okay.
We even saw a fairy garden that was in a feed bunk, and it was really interesting down in Kansas City. And there were all different areas, an inside and outside, and a church area. And then they convert it to... the fall is what they converted theirs to. It was really interesting.
So whether you're interested in a teacup size or a feed bunk size, the opportunity is there. So, Kathy, remind us when we all want to come see the fairy garden tour.
On Sunday, June 23rd, from 2 to 5, out at the next to the community building at the fairgrounds in Atlantic.
Okay, come on out. And yes, if it rains.
Well, if it rains, we're just going to accommodate that. We're going to, we'll either have the gardens outside and the refreshments inside, or if it's really horrible, we'll bring all the fairy gardens in or whatever.
But, so come rain or shine, we'll hope for sun, but if not, come anywhere to experience and learn more about fairy gardens. We want to thank you, Kathy Booth and Saren Robinson, for visiting with us this morning. And remember, to some people, fairies are real.